What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Sports Podcast. It's Sam and Timmy here again with some more NFL draft content. Last time we went over my mock draft a little bit, although I did change a little bit and drop the final version on my blog today. So go check that out at americansports.blog. Sorry. But today we're going to go over Timmy's, and as the draft is a day or two away.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. we are officially 2 days and a few hours away from the 2023 NFL draft, or at least the first round. And so with that said, I'll get right into it. I'll start off with my first four picks, as they're pretty straightforward. I have C.J. Stroud going first overall to the Panthers, then Bryce Young to the Texans, Will Anderson to the Cardinals at 3, and Anthony Richardson to the Colts at 4. To me, I really feel like that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I know within the past hour or so, we've seen Levis rocketing up boards to be the number one overall pick, which
it's I over a doubt. Reddit post.
I think it's I totally think that is a lie, and that is a smokescreen, and it is just used to manipulate odds. I fully think that since the what I like to call the Ohio State Pro Day incident of 2023, where Josh McCown essentially said to C.J. Stroud that we're drafting you, it's pretty clear who they've got their eyes on. So that makes sense.
There's been a lot of smoke out there against C.J. Stroud, man. It's crazy.
Definitely. I think
S2 score stuff. You see that?
Yeah. That I heard that's also a complete lie, and there's nothing. There's no base. There's no ground in any of that. So don't ever buy into stuff or rumors you hear around the draft until
you have
full proof, or once it's after the draft. But with that being said, I'll move to the fifth pick. And so this is a little different than I know what you had originally picked. You picked Ty Wilson, but I picked Jalen Carter, and here's why. I think he's the best talent available on the board, first of all. I also think that there is talent that you can acquire later in the draft at edge that could really make a nice 1-2 punch. And so the 20th pick in this draft, which also belongs to the Seahawks, when I get to that, hopefully that'll make sense as to why I had Jalen Carter going number 5. I really think he's the best defensive player in this draft. He is just he's a beast. He's a dog. He absolutely destroys the trenches. I think it's a clear pick. With that being said, the number 6 pick, the Detroit Lions, I have them taking Christian Gonzalez.
Let me react.
I'm just working through them. So Just jump in. Yeah, whatever you want.
I'll rebut on Jalen Carter. I mean, they signed Draymond Jones and Jaren Reed this offseason, probably knowing they had a shot at Jalen Carter. I mean, that was free agency happened after all the news came out about Jalen Carter. So my interpretation of that is he's ruled out. They haven't really met with him, done stuff like that. You know, I see them with a quarterback or an edge rusher here. Those premium positions, I see them there. I mean, Carter, it'd be a good pick. You know, he'd make a difference there. Just it doesn't look like they're in that direction, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think if there are still any concerns about discipline, which there shouldn't be, but there always will be, considering his misdemeanor. I think he's a great pick for Seattle. I also think if you can bring in a guy who can sit behind two NFL defensive tackles for a year and really get comfortable and sort of rotate in, he's not relied on immediately, he could be really useful for them down the road. And, you know, who knows, when it comes time to get people paid, you can cut one of those defensive tackles that they brought in, and then you can insert Jalen Carter, who's on a rookie deal. So I thought, to me, that made some sense. I'll keep working through, but I would agree. They could probably go a different direction, but I think that pick makes a lot of sense.
We'll see.
Like I said, I had Christian Gonzalez at 6 for the Lions.
What is the rationale of Gonzalez over Witherspoon?
So for me, I picked Gonzalez because I think he's a little bit of a better talent. I just think that his natural ability is a little bit higher than Devin Witherspoon. But you could honestly go either direction here. I just picked Gonzalez because I think because of his ability, you can sort of slide him in right away. Not to say you can't do that with Witherspoon, but I don't know, Gonzalez, to me, this is more of a personal choice than anything.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of the better option, and he's the best cornerback talent on the board.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's personal opinion there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you take traits, or would you take the on-field production we saw with Devin Witherspoon?
Absolutely.
Not with, like, 35% completion, but he's
you're going to be happy. Side. You're going to be happy with where he goes in my mock draft, don't worry.
I know, I see. I see. Don't worry, I'm happy.
At number seven... I know we're pushing Tyree Wilson down the list, but I have I have the Raiders taking Paris Johnson Jr., and I think why not? You have such a high of a pick on a guy who is, you know, a generational offensive line, offensive tackle talent, really productive player, fantastic left tackle at Ohio State. I think he's a guy you put in right away, and he becomes your franchise tackle. I think it makes sense. Obviously, we know Jimmy Garoppolo... how long he won't be there, but you want someone who's going to protect your quarterback. Obviously, with the failure of Alex Leatherwood and just their offensive line that has been moved around and shifted around, I thought that pick made a lot of sense to me. And finally, Tyree Wilson at 8 coming off the board for the Falcons. I think that pick makes a lot of sense. They haven't quite had a solid, consistent edge rusher in a very long time.
Yeah, if he falls there, they have to take him, 100%.
I think he's a fantastic talent. This isn't a knock on him. This is just... more of what I think teams should do and the best move for teams. But at that point, he becomes the best available talent for the Falcons at 8.
Yeah.
Number 9, I have the Bears going with Broderick Jones. Again, another sort of straightforward pick. They need a tackle. I think he's slightly better than Skoronski. I do think that Broderick Jones is he's a little bit better just all around.
He's a pure tackle,
Skoronski I think that as well. Skoronski, there's... I mean, again, with these top three offensive tackles, like, you really can't go. I think it's clear that Johnson is the number one. He's just a physical specimen, in addition to a really refined guy who can get out on screens as well, too. He can move very well in Paris Johnson. I think Broderick Jones is pretty similar. He's a little bit smaller, but he's still, by all means, a fantastic tackle.
Yeah.
And then at number 10, if this happens, I personally would be very sad. I have the Eagles taking Bijan Robinson.
Yes, that would be like the missing piece, man. That would be dangerous.
Yeah, if he goes there and...
Not an Eagles pick, really, you would think.
No, but
hey, it feels like they just need one more thing.
He's the best available talent at that time.
Yeah.
And if you have that pick, if you're the Eagles, knowing that you have a pick later in the draft as well to work with, why not take him?
Yeah.
I think it makes perfect sense. So
I
think they go Bijan Robinson. So, and then 11, I have the Titans taking Peter Skoronski. And so there's a couple people who think that that pick will be used for Will Levis or possibly Hendon Hooker. I don't think so. I don't think the Titans should take Will Levis, personally, because their system, we saw that they've absolutely destroyed Malik Willis. They have zero proof that they can develop a quarterback. I mean, Marcus Mariota failed. Tannehill, you're lucky he developed somewhere else and came in and played well. Hooker's been, or excuse me, not Hooker. Malik Willis has been awful. I don't think they take Hendon Hooker. I think that's a little bit too high. I don't think they also want to draft him.
Yeah.
So I take Skoronski, replace Taylor Lewan with another generational tackle.
Yeah.
Again, fantastic talent. I think it makes sense.
Or he could play inside, you know.
Absolutely.
Anywhere, whatever works.
And then at 12, I have the first receiver off the board, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. It makes a lot of sense. The only thing that could change is there could be some dependency on who they take with their second pick. If they end up taking Bryce Young, which seems like they will, it seems pretty clear that they will, then I think it will be Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But if they don't and they take another quarterback or end up taking someone else, then it's possible that we see someone else in that spot. But I think it's pretty safe to say that it'll be a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And then Packers, a trade that occurred
This is high for Jordan Addison, though.
I took Jordan Addison. I took them reaching on a receiver talent.
Why do you like him?
I like him. I think he is the best, second best all around wide receiver in the draft. I think Njigba is a little bit better, but it's close. I think Addison is a fantastic talent. First of all, I think his deep catching ability is the second best behind Zay Flowers. I think his route running is spectacular.
Yeah.
I think he's a really good all-around talent. And, I mean, why not give Jordan Love some help? You know, I know they have Christian Watson. If you can have Christian Watson and Jordan Addison as a really nice 1-2 receiving punch, you have Romeo Dobbs in there as well. who's a very, very solid third option. Mm-hmm. I would also be, I'd be interested to see if they go tight end with this pick.
Yeah,
I don't know if you, I don't know if you pick Dalton Kincaid or Michael Mayer this high though. I don't think you do.
No, I don't know. It does depend. I think they could be looking for the tackles. I think Darnell Wright could be in play before tight end. Maybe I think Zay Flowers could be in play, but I like Jordan Addison though. Mm-hmm. He's definitely slept on in my opinion. Like his numbers dropped because just of how good Caleb Williams is, in my opinion. He can spread the ball around. He can run it himself. He doesn't need to feed one receiver like, say, an average guy like Kenny Pickett did.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Kenny Two Gloves. Hey, hey, he looked good down the stretch. He's starting to figure it out.
He's not Caleb Williams.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I think, yeah, Jordan Addison, people forget how good he is.
I would agree also. I think there's a chance they could go with Darnell Wright. Obviously, you want someone who could come in and play tackle. And
Darnell Wright's my favorite of them.
We know Bakhtiari is close to the end of his career, and it would make sense if they're willing to do that. And you could probably be okay if you didn't take Addison. You could manage a way to get a really strong offensive there.
Yeah.
And then at 14, I have Devin Witherspoon going to the New England Patriots. Obviously, I think their need is secondary. Patriots are known for their defenses, and why not add one of the best cornerback prospects we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
I think that pick just makes the most sense given what the team needs before the Patriots in this draft. I think that they have a really good chance of getting either Witherspoon or getting Christian Gonzalez. I think adding either of those two guys to your defense is really going to level up your ability to play man. It's going to level up your ability to run more complex zone packages in the secondary. Which, if you can do right in that AFC East, if you can, obviously, you're going to have to be able to do that well with Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and Tua he's a very solid quarterback, but the fact that he's the third best quarterback in his division and still considered a very good quarterback or above average quarterback says a lot. So I think that pick just makes sense. You have to do that. So, 15, I have Darnell Wright.
Yeah, Darnell Wright, great guy. Great player.
Great player.
Yeah.
Great athlete.
Huge.
This pick is actually, it's a little sad to me because I think Mekhi Becton is done, and it's really sad because
he's injured.
He really is a fantastic talent. He just can't stay healthy, and
maybe
he gets a chance somewhere else and gets the ability to be a solid tight end, but it's just too sad.
Yeah.
Yep. So really, really unfortunate. But
got an edge rusher to the Commanders.
I do, and here's why.
To replace.
I think so, but
to replace Sweat probably.
Yeah, I think you're not going to be able to keep everybody around. You're not going to be able to keep the guard together. And
yeah,
I think Miles Murphy is fantastic. I think he's a very, very solid option. I think he's the best option after
over Van Ness though. That's not common.
I think there's a reason why I have them right back to back, right?
Yeah.
I think you could probably interchange them. I give Ness a little bit of a knock though. Wrong way of wording that. I think Ness, his numbers this year weren't as good as they could have been, considering how abysmal Iowa's offense is. And I think that is going to hurt him slightly. But I do think both of those guys are fantastic. That's why I have them back to back. Murphy and Ness, Van Ness, really two edge talents that are great. So Washington and Pittsburgh, Murphy and Van Ness. Pretty straightforward. And so finally, at pick number 18.
The biggest Will Levis hater on the planet.
Will Levis gets drafted. I don't think Will Levis is that good. I do not think that he's a good quarterback. I think he's fine. He's a good college quarterback. And to your point, he was willing to run some more complex offenses at Kentucky.
Yes.
His decision making is bad.
It's fine. It's not bad.
It's bad. I'm telling you why it's bad.
His good decisions
are good, but his bad decisions are so bad. They are awful. Which, if you are a Will Levis supporter, you should like that he's going to the Lions, and here's why. He doesn't have to play right away.
I mean, that'd be a good situation.
He has fantastic players that he can get the ball to. He's going to have a strong backfield. He's going to have a very solid offense. If his wide receivers can keep themselves from gambling, he'll have a good offense. He has a great offensive line ahead of him, probably the best offensive line in the NFL. And complimentary football, his defense is outstanding. Yeah. So I think it's a great situation for him to go to.
Yeah, but the reality is he's going to go higher than this.
Well, if he does go higher than this, the team, unless it is the Detroit Lions, that if they pick him at 5, if he goes anywhere else in the top 10 outside of Seattle, it won't work. It won't work. He'll be a bust. He won't get a second contract. I'll say it right now. If he does not go to the Lions or the Seahawks, he will not get a second contract in the NFL. That's my piece.
Hater.
You can call me a hater.
Hater.
I think I'm just saying the truth, because I really do not think that he is that good. I don't think he has, which is why I hope he goes to Seattle or Detroit. Because if he goes there, he can develop and actually become a very solid quarterback and someone who can take advantage of what he's good at and build on his strengths and weaknesses. So I hope he goes somewhere, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I think.
Yeah, you have Anthony Richardson going 4th to the Colts.
His ceiling is higher.
It's not better. His floor is significantly lower, though.
But his ceiling is higher. He has had 1 year starting. His ceiling is higher.
Well, if you're gonna make the argument that he'd only succeed, that Will Levis would only succeed behind somebody for a year or two, then you should be making the same argument for Anthony Richardson.
Well, he's going to sit behind Gardner Minshew. I don't think Richardson starts right away.
Then do you think Levis can succeed in Indianapolis in that case?
Probably, but I don't think he's going to go there. I think they're going to take Richardson before that.
I don't know. There's a big correlation between success.
Maybe.
Year starting or starts and
I don't success know. I think Richardson's going to be better. I think he's a better athlete, first of all. His decision-making is better. His decision making is better.
That's just outlandish. Dude, you can keep talking, but I'm gonna pull some stuff up.
I think he will be better because his physical attributes are better. I also think that Richardson, what was I gonna say? I had a note and I lost it. Anyways. I think Richardson to the Colts makes more sense. And it's probably, I mean, is it personal bias? Probably. But I think Richardson's better.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to pull something up, but we can move on in the meantime. Okay. Brian Branch to the Buccaneers.
He could end up being the best defensive back in this draft, I think. I just think that because I have Witherspoon and Gonzalez before it is solely because they're a corner, and corners have a little bit higher draft value than safeties do. But that being said, I think Brian Branch is a fantastic safety. He can come down and play in the box. He's really great at stuffing runs, but his defensive leadership is also great as well. I really think he's a strong pick. I think you add him to that Buccaneers defense that is losing Devin White, and yes, it's a different position, but that's still someone that you rely on to play in the box. And also a defense that that I think is good, but it can definitely get better. And they're going to have to tap into their defense if they want to have a good season next year, knowing what the situation is with quarterback and knowing that their offense is a little bit lackluster, below average. So
yeah. No, it's a solid pick. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. I mean, their secondary feels like one of the places they actually have players.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no problem
strengthening. I think he's the best available talent at that point in time as well. And I don't think it hurts to add someone like that. Considering as well the fact that defensive backs, obviously there's some safeties who last a long time, but there's a lot of fluidity in terms of length of careers and how long you end up playing. So, that position's very volatile. So with the next pick, we'll go back to the Seahawks. I'm going Nolan Smith.
I thought with two. Yeah, they could use some edge talent.
Well, and I also think it makes sense, right? You bring in Nolan Smith, who's a fantastic leader. He could be alongside Jalen Carter, and they could really have a strong bond in Seattle. So I think it'd be really solid for team chemistry. And also, he's just a great talent. We didn't get to see much of it this year. considering he was injured. But the year before, when they went on to beat Alabama in the championship, they played great. He was solid on the edge. He's really refined. He has a really good pass rushing ability as well. Very technically sound as well too. I'm impressed by him.
Yeah. I have some numbers on Levis.
Okay. Pull them up.
3.6. Well, I have in my head. 3.6% turnover worthy play rate for both Will Levis and C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
And Will Levis has a higher adjusted completion percentage as well.
Higher adjusted completion percentage.
Yes.
Okay. And that is...
And that is for drops and
sure, the like. Sure. Okay.
Will Levis is not as bad as you think. He's simply not.
Maybe, but the way that I see it, and given the circumstances that he needs to succeed, it's not likely. And maybe...
It's not likely for anyone.
I hope... less likely for him. I don't know. I just don't think... I don't think up here... I'm pointing to my head. I don't think up here is quite there yet. Whereas with Richardson, I think it's a little bit further down. I think it's a little bit further along.
Based on what?
Based on his ability to create plays.
That's based his on, athleticism.
Yes, but that's that, not there up is here. Yes, it is. How yes, is that it up is. Here? I believe that it is up here.
What?
It's innate. It's innate, and it's also a reliance on instincts. And I don't know if Levis quite has that, whereas Richardson does.
Ah, man.
Whatever,
we can move on.
I don't know.
We disagree on that one.
I do think, though, Richardson and Levis are very comparable. I think they're very similar, and you're going to need the same environmental conditions for them to succeed.
Yeah.
In terms of team, in terms of coaching, in terms of offensive weapons.
It's all fit for everyone, you know. Like everyone thought Zach Wilson was surefire.
Oh my God, that guy made it one off-platform 60-yard throw at a pro day, and the Jets lost it.
He blew up before that. He did.
Kinda.
His tape, people.
He was good, but then he made that, you know. I mean, hey, I could probably go complete a pass behind my back on a pro day, and the Jets would be stupid enough to take me. So, but, I mean, there's a reason why they just traded for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And I think you're happy that the Jets just suck at drafting, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, down we go.
Joey Porter.
I got Joey Porter Jr. I think there's a good chance he could go to the Steelers because.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are run so much like, you know, a country club that because his dad is a legend and a coach there that he could end up going there.
Yeah.
Very solid talent out of Penn State. Again, another guy, yes, exactly like that, which is why you can bring him in to play down low in that sort of hybrid safety linebacker position, almost like a Jeremy Chinn. But I think this guy is a lot more talented than Chinn. And I think he's going to be really successful wherever he goes.
I don't know about that. I mean, he's like in boundary corner kind of. Not really Jeremy
True.
Chinn.
I think he's in terms of availability, you can kind of put him at either. I think based off of his natural ability, based off of his tackling ability as well. I think he's a very good tackler.
Not that good at tackling.
I think he's very good. I didn't say he was the best. There's a reason why Brian Branch is going before him.
Yeah.
So
Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers to the Ravens. Yeah. I think that pick makes a lot of sense. I think they need to go with receiver, and I think Flowers is the best guy available. I think if you want to encourage Lamar Jackson to sign a big contract, you get Zay Flowers. I think. His ability in the slot, but also the ability to catch balls down the field. You can put Flowers anywhere. Where they end up playing him the most is up to them. But I believe, if I remember correctly, they got rid of Greg Roman this offseason.
They did.
So if they can find a way to use Zay Flowers right, they're going to have a high octane offense.
Yeah. They need playmakers outside of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. So it's reliable slot guy.
And this, you could argue,
Bateman, OBJ, Flowers.
This could be the best receiver that Lamar's gotten.
Could be
because I think he'll be better than Marquise Brown.
Oh yeah.
I think he'll be better than Odell, as much as I love Odell as a Giants fan. He's past his prime.
Yeah.
And Bateman is strong. He's a really good option, but Flowers will be better. So that could be really exciting for the Ravens.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and then at 23, I have Deontay Banks going. I think he's a really great choice. I think he's the best corner available at the time. And we know that the Minnesota defense was a problem last year. But they're bringing a new coordinator. Obviously, you have Lewis Cine. Am I saying the name right? Cine?
Cine? Sorry, I don't know, actually.
Tragic injury on the season this year, or on the field this past season. He'll be coming back. You lose Patrick Peterson to the Steelers. I think it makes a lot of sense. You bring in a guy who's just another very solid corner to play immediately. And you really help bring in a cornerstone of a secondary that was definitely older in terms of Harrison Smith and Patrick Peterson last
year. This would make it young. I have the same pick. Yeah, this would make it really young with Byron Murphy, with Banks, and with Andrew Booth as well. Definitely. It's a very young group for sure. And this pick to the Jaguars, Isaiah Foskey, a pick most people have in the third round. Why?
So here's why I put him there. Yeah. I think his ability to complement Josh Allen in a place where the Jaguars are certainly primed to...
They have Trayvon Walker, though.
I still think you bring him in.
Yeah.
To rotate.
Yeah.
Well, and because we know that you want depth at your D-line. It's such a long season. Guys get banged up. I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for because of his length. People say he lacks some of the power and some of the hand fighting that you need on the D-line, but I think his length and his ability to play on the backside and stay at home is so crucial, because you have Josh Allen who is going to get after it. You have Trayvon Walker who is going to get after it. Having a guy who is willing to be in that sort of supporting role is not a problem for me. I think it's a very logical pick.
Yeah.
I will say to your point, though, it is the number 24 overall pick. And they could go in a different direction, but I think it makes a lot of sense to me. I think his ability to be a supporting guy and a guy who they can use right away for complimentary football is exciting, and I think it makes sense.
Fair enough. And then Quentin Johnston to your team, good pick.
Yeah,
good pick.
I think it's whatever. I would be surprised if the Giants are still at pick 25 though.
25 is a trade that's a pick that's been traded for six consecutive years.
I think they'll be trading back. I think that the Chiefs are going to want to take advantage of
they could go up for Johnston for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knows, if the Ravens make a mistake and they don't draft Zay Flowers, absolutely the Chiefs would be trading up.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the Vikings taking a receiver, and I don't see the Jaguars taking one as well with all the money they have tied up. But the Giants could easily be trading back. I have them going receiver. And who knows, maybe the Giants trade up as well. It'd be very interesting to see, but Giants need a receiver. I've been saying that since, for a couple of years now. I've been saying that. Hey, we need a guy who can catch the ball.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I didn't put too much thought into this pick because I highly doubt that they'll end up using it. So, and then at 26, I thought this was one of my better choices.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid, you bring a guy to replace Dalton Schultz, who's a very talented option. First tight end off the board, too. Be interested to see, obviously, what the Packers do from there, as we talked about earlier. But I think it makes a lot of sense. Really great option. A physical guy. Talent. That's all I gotta say.
I think very it's a good receiver. Pick. Yeah,
someone you slide into that Cowboys offense who makes a difference immediately.
No, if he drops there, they can't pass up on him. That'd be the piece where it's like, okay, these guys are Super Bowl contenders, in my opinion.
Definitely.
They got Brandon Cooks. If you get that tight end playmaker in there as well, could be very good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Kelee Ringo to the Bills. I like this pick. This is creative. Ringo is a guy with size who could play like a variety of different positions in the secondary. I think he played well, or not played well, tested well at the combine, and they really could have used a guy like this last year when they had all those injuries. So I like that. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then next pick, I got the Bengals taking Anton Harrison. He's the best tackle off the board. That's what they need. Yeah. They need to start protecting Joe Burrow. They need to start taking that seriously. I mean, obviously we have Jonah Williams who requested a trade, and you know, just a lot of volatility at their offensive line. I mean, we saw it in the divisional round. I mean, thankfully enough, their scheming is good enough to the point where they were able to bully the Bills in the trenches. But if they have those top guys playing in that game, mm-hmm. I think it makes a much bigger difference in the AFC Championship just a week later. So
good pick too.
You really gotta get line for the Bengals. Line, offensive line.
Yeah. And then Khalid Jakansi, the unique Aaron Donald physique type guy. Interesting pick, yeah.
Yeah, a good pick too. I really like his ability. I think he's a very strong pick. He could also end up going to the Giants as well, depending on the whole Dexter Lawrence situation with the Giants. He's currently sitting out right now and seeking a contract. Mm-hmm. So they could make a move there, but I think that pick makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Saints, you know, Cameron Jordan, obviously, though he's on the edge, getting towards the end of their career, and it's always nice to get a strong piece for your defensive line. Yeah. Sort of like the Murphy and Van Ness situation. Clancy and Brissy feel like you could interchange them a bit. It'd be interesting to see what each organization thinks. It'll be more preference at that point, but I regard them as sort of equal talents in that sense. So, with that being said, the Eagles take Brian Brissy at 30. I mean, it feels like we've known this guy for, you know, 5 or 6 years.
A long time, those high school tapes of him
destroying
looking like
guys.
Twice the size, yeah. No, I like this pick, too, because they have, what, the big guy Jordan Davis for the future. You know,
Kobe
they
Dean's
lose...
going to start playing. Exactly. A little bit unrelated as a linebacker, but sorry, go on.
They lose Javon Hargrave, who's kind of that penetrator guy who got the sacks. And but Brian Brissy kind of can play that role that they lost with Hargrave, can get to the passer. That's his game, so I like that, and I have that pick, too.
Definitely. I think they have a great chance to learn, too, under some really good defensive linemen there.
Yeah.
I really think he's a solid pick. Be interesting to see what happens if maybe Jalen Carter falls to them at 10, though. But that's what makes it exciting, because no one really knows except the guys in the front office. So
no one knows, yeah.
And then, finally, we'll end it with the Kansas City Chiefs. If they stay at 31, which I highly doubt, I have them taking Will McDonald, the fourth, out of Iowa State. Edge rusher, guy can come in, replace Frank Clark. Makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they could go in the direction of the secondary as well. I originally had Cam Smith going to the Bills, but in my second one, I have him fall into the second round. I think Cam Smith would be a good option to fit in right away at the cornerback position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they definitely need to bolster some defense, but we could be seeing them trade up and make a move for Zay Flowers, which would be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, they've got some needs for sure. Yeah, they could get a playmaker and could go to the edge too for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. That's podcast. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we didn't disagree on too much besides the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the guys that you had that I didn't have, Ringo, Harrison, Kansi, McDonald and Foskey. I mean, all fringe guys, so nothing crazy. And then places like DeJuan Jones, Mazi Smith, Jahmyr Gibbs. Who are the other guys? I can't remember. Oh, Michael Mayer, I have him in the first. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember. Bunch of guys.
Well,
but not too big. Agreed. Too big of a discrepancy.
I think this draft too, because the top end talent isn't insane like we saw in maybe, you know, 2021 or years past. The real interesting stuff is going to come from those mid round picks, you know, from pick probably, you know, 14 and on.
Yeah.
It's really going to be interesting to see what happens. So, I mean, you know, I'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
I want Will Levis to succeed.
We gotta end on this.
I want him to succeed. I don't want to sit here and say that he's gonna be a failure, he's a bust, and he's not good at the game of football. Even though probably minutes later I just said he's not good. That is a personal opinion. I want him to succeed. I want him to do well. Because at the end of the day, this is life changing.
Yeah.
I hope he goes and I hope he succeeds. He's a guy from Connecticut like ourselves. I hope it works out. And I know I come in here and I talk about, you know, he stinks, he's no good. I hope it works out for him. I hope it works out for every player taking this first round. Obviously, that won't be the case, but at the end of the day, we got to remember these guys are football players, but they're also people as well. So yeah. It's a really exciting time in all these young men's lives. So I think making sure that we're always remembering that these guys are about the same age as us now. There's a lot that they're trying to deal with and go through. So just make sure whenever you're watching the draft or saying that someone stinks, you remember that sort of personal level. So
yeah. No, wise words for sure. But that'll just about wrap us up. Another good podcast. As draft day nears, we're all very excited, and I'm sure you guys are too. So have a great day. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.